One of the great challenges facing our culture right now is the challenge of loneliness. In this episode, I want to talk about how the church can respond to it. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. This week, I want to start with the two greatest lies the devil tells us, according to one author, who, by the way, I cannot remember where I got this quote from, so if you do know, please remind me of it in the comments below. But I recall one person saying, and I've used this before, that the devil's two greatest lies to us are, first, that we're all alone, and second, that there's something wrong with us. And today I want to focus on the first of those, that we're all alone. And I'll get to why I've been thinking about it this week. But more broadly, I can certainly say that in this country, we are suffering. I think this is not news, from an epidemic of loneliness, of people who feel like they're all alone. Those of you who are connected to St. Philip Deacon may remember that in 2024, we launched our current three-year appeal. So we're in the first of those 3 years in 2025, and it's called Salt and Light. And one of the things we lifted up as we talked about how this church can respond to this epidemic of loneliness, we talked about some data as it relates to loneliness. And I'm going to just repeat here some of what we talked about back then. This is in this Salt and Light brochure. Some of this data comes from David Brooks's book, How to Know a Person. But the three data points I'll mention are these. In one survey, 54% of Americans reported that no one knows them well. More than half, 54%. Between 1990 and 2020, the percentage of Americans who said they have no close friends has quadrupled. Okay. And then the last data point is 36% of Americans report that they felt lonely frequently or almost all the time, including 61% of young adults and 51% of young mothers. No doubt those data points could be elaborated on, and I could find many more. But again, the important point I want to lift up here is that we have an epidemic of loneliness in our culture. And again, that suggests to me that the devil is succeeding with the first of those lies in convincing us that we are all alone. And what I want to say today is that one of the gifts of the church, of the community of faith, is precisely to be reminded that we are not alone. And I cannot underscore that enough. I think it is so important for us as human beings to realize that there are people with us, people walking along with us in both our joys and our sorrows. I was reminded of this week, not because of our three-year appeal, but because, you know, part of my work as a pastor is sitting down with people and just talking to them. And this week, for whatever reason, I've had the great privilege, and it is a privilege, of visiting with maybe more than the usual number of people, whether it's in my office or over coffee or at breakfast, to hear some of what's going on in their life, to discuss some of the challenges that are facing all of us in our culture today. And as I left each of those meetings, I was reminded of what a privilege it is to sit with people and hear their stories, but what a blessing it is to be in community with someone else, to be in relationship with someone else. And again, this is not necessarily the purpose of the church. The purpose of the church is to share the love of God. But one of the beautiful side effects of being in a community of faith is precisely that point about community, is that we grow to know other people, we grow in love of other people get to know us, and it's an incredible gift, and it's an incredible blessing, which again reminds us again and again and again that we are in fact not alone. The devil's lie is precisely that. It's a lie that we need to work against to remind ourselves that it's not true. So today, in addition just to saying that, broadly, I want to suggest three or four ways. You may be sitting there thinking, well, okay, I understand, I hear you in theory, Pastor Tim, but what might I do to find an opportunity to have conversation with people, to be in community with people. And I'm going to lift up two or three things that you can do concretely in the next few weeks that will give you precisely that kind of opportunity, okay? And I just want to emphasize, I'm coming at these things, again, from the perspective of opportunities to develop relationships with others, opportunities to be reminded that you're not alone, rather than simply plugging church events. So the couple of sort of short-term activities that are coming up that I think are absolutely wonderful opportunities to get to know other people. And these are listed in this fall events brochure, which you can find online. Again, I think it's at spdlc.org/fall2025. I believe I've got that right. If not, we'll correct it in the graphic and in the description below. But the first of these is the Alpha class that's coming up. We're taping this on September 18th. That class is 7 classes that start on September 28th, okay? And you do need to sign up for it, but it's an amazing and wonderful opportunity to bring your questions about Christianity in the context of other people who likely have similar questions. And so one of the things that's going to happen in that class is you'll bring your question, you'll talk about those questions, and you'll get to know other people. You'll have conversations with other people about things that really matter, and you'll deepen relationships with those folks. So the Alpha class, again, starts September 28th. The other program or class that's coming up that I think would be a wonderful opportunity to get to know people is a 4-week class that I'm doing with our director of adult ed, Jen Galley, called Becoming by Beholding the Power of Imagination. That again is based on, I actually have it here, this book by Lanta Davis. I've talked about it before. And that class meets the 4 Mondays in October, beginning on October 6th. In addition to time to sit around tables and talk with other people in that class will be preceded by a meal. We did this last fall for a similar series of classes, and those meals were incredibly well received. Why? Because people, again, in our culture, crave conversation, they crave connection, they crave relationships, and getting together over the table, sharing a meal, is one of the most beautiful ways we have of getting to know other people. So that class, I think on its own merits, is worth going to. It'll create opportunities for connection, but the meal before it is maybe even more important. So those are a couple of specific things coming up that are sort of time-bound. The other thing is, any given Sunday here at St. Philip Deacon, between services, please go into Fellowship Hall, where you can get a cup of coffee and some really delicious donut holes. And then you can sit at a table with someone, maybe that's someone you know, or maybe it's someone you don't know. And again, you can be reminded that you're both children of God, you're both walking this path of faith, you're both trying to figure it out, and you might discover someone who has a lot in common with you, or maybe someone who doesn't have much in common with you, who becomes a dear friend. So that's the third thing. Then the final thing, a specific invitation would be, again, I mentioned this week I'd met with lots of people, which is part of the great joy of my work as a pastor. If you ever want to come in and visit with me and talk, I would love to do that. If you want to meet me at a coffee shop, I'm happy to do that. Or if you want to do that with any of the other three beautiful people who I'm privileged to walk alongside this pastoral job with here, Mark or Valerie or Michaela, then I know they would also be open to that as well. So again, I want to push against in this episode the lie that the devil tries to convince us that we're alone. I want to remind you that you are not. You absolutely are not alone in this thing called life. And if you're interested in finding relationship here at St. Philip Deacon, you can absolutely do that, and we would be delighted to help you do that. So I think that's it for today. If you have questions about this, as always, please include them below. Reach out to me by email or give me a call. And I'm going to pray for our culture, I guess, broadly, that all of us can feel more connected to each other. I think that's really important for us right now. And I'd invite you to pray for the same thing. And until next time, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.